Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bryant Rasmussen, and he's the director of Parks and Rec for Atlantic. Good morning to you, Bryant.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm good. Hope everybody else is too. And Bryant, I'm excited. The first thing I want to talk about are the raised beds at Mallette Park, because people have been asking me about them. So what's happening there?
So currently we have 10. They're roughly 8 by 3 foot raised beds that people can rent out, and they can kind of try their hand at different plants or vegetables or flowers, however they want to use them. We just have small regulations on making sure the stuff stays inside the box so it doesn't impede on other people's boxes that they're, you know, the stuff they're trying to grow. And, you know, so we're hoping that people, you know, especially if they're living in a tight area and there's not enough room for them to have a garden, they can use this as an opportunity to kind of plant their own things. And while part of that setup, we have water down there for them to use. We have tools for them to be able to use within their raised beds and everything like that. So really it's just kind of for them to come and test out their green thumb.
Okay, and I understand, and you'll work out the details on this. There may be some free seeds and some free plants. So you and there's renters and everybody else going to have to get together. How much is the rent?
So the rent is $35 for the entire year. It just kind of helps us with covering utilities down there, since we did run a water line down there, and then just kind of replacing things as, you know, things get damaged or whatnot, just to be able to keep it looking presentable as well as useful at the same time.
Okay. And if they want to rent a space, you know, now is the time. There's still plenty of time to plant all kinds of things and harvest well. But probably need to get on that pretty soon. How do they get a hold of you, or how do they rent a space?
They can call the park office at 249-3542, or they can get a hold of us through Facebook. And so that way we can, you know, we can kind of correlate what numbered raised beds they're going to get, how many they're needing, and then having them come in and at least sign the lease agreement just for liability issues.
Sure. Well, it's what an opportunity. You have the land, you have the water, you have tools, and probably some free plants and seeds. What an opportunity. Even if you've never gardened before, maybe this is the great time to start.
This is absolutely a perfect opportunity. You know, when I would look at it, is if I was wanting to see how good I was at growing a garden, but I didn't want to necessarily till up my own yard in order to make that happen, here's an opportunity for you to make a small investment to see if this is something that you would want to continue. And if it does take off down there at Mallette Park, we have reserved a section out there where we can start to do ground plots. So right now we have the raised beds. So you don't necessarily get the opportunity to do sweet corn or other items that will grow a little bit taller, but we have a section reserved ready to go if the community gardens seems to be something that people are interested
in. And you can grow a lot of food in that 8x3 space. So just have a little planning. And to me, I've had a couple small raised beds. You know, you don't have to bend over quite so far when you're planting and weeding and all that sort of thing. Easier to weed, easier to water, and easier to take care of. So a lot of advantages of those raised beds. So great trying. Are any of them rented at this point?
We have 4 of them rented right now.
All right.
And we've had a couple other people that have contacted us and taken home the lease. We just haven't gotten them back yet.
Okay. So don't wait too long to take advantage of this opportunity. And then I've been hearing there may be some other things going on there with the garden, like some little classes or some demonstrations or something. So that'll all come to be here as we move along a little bit.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, well, that's just one of the very many, many projects that Parks and Rec has. So what else should we talk about?
Well, right now, Mallette is our big park that we've been trying to give a big update to. And so here over the next year or two, you'll start to see some wildlife plants growing up in that vicinity. So we're going to try and increase the wildlife refuge that is out there. And we did get awarded a grant. So we'll be able to put a small walking trail out there this summer as well. So we're hopefully going to be able to improve that area and kind of bring it up to date and give people a reason to go down there and check that out and enjoy the beautiful park that is, you know, kind of hidden in back in the corner here in the city of Atlantic.
A lot of people go, Where is that at? What is that? I've never heard of that. So where is it?
It is. It's just of Sycamore Village on 3rd Street Place is the road. It runs right into it. We actually just got a sign up in the parking lot now, so if you do go hit the dead end, you will be able to see that it is, in fact, Millette Park that is maintained by the Atlantic Parks and Recreation.
All right. Well, are all the parks now open? You know, people need to do lots of things related to this COVID-19 to take care. But are all the parks open?
We have, so the walking trails are still open, and obviously the green spaces are still available for people to be able to get out of their house and exercise. But as far as a lot of our playgrounds and our shelters and the restrooms, we have to leave those closed currently. One, we don't have the staff to go through and make sure that they're being sanitized in the way that it needs to be sanitized. But then two, we're trying to do our part to just make sure that we can continue to make this virus plateau. And one of those things is, and it is an inconvenience, but making sure that the shelters, playgrounds, recreational stuff are all staying closed currently.
Sure. So do you have any other projects planned or any other activities, anything online? What, you know, there's so much that Parks and Rec offers throughout the years. So I'm sure you're trying to kind of say, okay, what can we do now?
Yeah, so since we have canceled or at least postponed most of our summer activities, we've been trying to find ways that we can still promote being active and doing things specifically outdoors, even if it's in your own home. And so we are posting periodically different craft ideas as well as science experiments that can all be done with just household items such as, you know, baking soda and cornstarch and other things like that. So most of these items people will have in their homes already, and they can perform some pretty elaborate things. We are also pushing out different, you know, kind of quarantine bingo. And we are working right now on coming up with a bird bingo, so that way you can get outside and kind of start to take advantage of the wildlife and doing some of those things. So we're really trying to push things that people can do within their house and trying to encourage people to still stay active and busy.
Okay. Now, what about, like, if a family wanted to borrow the cornhole game, are you still allowing that, or is that, again, a sanitation problem?
It's that would be one that we could probably a little bit easier be able to sanitize those things. But for now, it's just kind of made our life a little bit easier if we just say that all recreation stuff through the parks and rec on hold, so that way we're not kind of starting to split hairs and making people angry, like, well, they got to use this, so why can't I use that?
Yes.
So
yes, well, and just in passing, because it's related to the city park in Atlantic, there will be produce sort of in the park, but at the park, let's say, starting June 4th. So you Parks and Rec takes such good care of all of those parks, and I know you've been really busy mowing. That's been a big job right now?
It is. You know, with things starting to take off and trying to make sure that we have the things growing that we want to grow and making sure we're eradicating the things that we don't want to have growing is definitely a 40-hour week job currently.
And I think it's always that way in the spring, or almost always, and I'm sure it's going to continue to be that way. So if people, let's just sort of review, if people want to find out more about what's going on, more what's available related to Parks and Rec, what are those contact points? How do they, various ways they can get a hold of you?
They can call our office, and you know, obviously if we don't answer, just leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. But Kyle Walter, who's the park foreman, has actually kind of taken over running the Facebook page. So our Facebook page has become become more active. And so that's been a way that people have been able to contact us, and we've been able to get back to them pretty quickly.
All right. That's good to know. And we'll keep looking forward to all kinds of things to do. And again, we'll remind you, if you're at all interested in one of those raised beds, be sure to get going on that, because they could all disappear and you won't have that chance. Thank you so much, Bryant Rasmussen, for bringing us up to date with Parks and Rec.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having us. It's always good to be able to promote everything that we're trying to do within the Parks and Rec Department.
All right. Well, here's something to remember. Even in these days, life is to be enjoyed, not just endured.